Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our sixth annual conference, Coaching at Work conference, since we took over the magazine. And I'm going to start just by getting the housekeeping bits out of the way. There's no fire drill planned, much though we thought that might be a good metaphor for a bit of uncertainty and unpredictability thrown into the day. So if there is a drill, the exits are over there and you just wind your way round to the front and we'll be taken care of. But hopefully that won't happen. The toilets you've found are by the where you came in. If you've asked for special dietary requirements, they're clearly marked. There's vegetarian meals clearly marked, but if you've got intolerances, then they're on a separate table. So we had no idea how apt this theme was going to be when we chose it at the beginning of the year. So wherever we stand on what's been going on, it's been quite a week, hasn't it? And I, for one, I'm certainly looking forward to having some of the sessions today to help us sort of navigate these waters for ourselves and support others. And we've got a cracking lineup of speakers to help us do that. So I wanted to talk about the sponsors. We've got lots of sponsors supporting us with this event. We've got the Association for Coaching, the Academy of Executive Coaching, Ashridge, Centre for Coaching, Coach Mentoring, EMCC, Oxford Brookes University, ICF UK, Hogan, distributed by Mentis, the Coaching Supervision Academy, Association of Coaching Supervisors, and Open University Press. And some of them are exhibiting, so please do make use of the breaks to wander around the stands. And we're really lucky in this venue. One of the reasons we keep coming back is because it's, apart from the diploma suite, which is upstairs, it's all very compact, works very well for our networking and popping along to the stands and getting to know each other. So it's quite a community event almost. You've got the packs in your programme, as I say, you've got the programme in your packs, as I say, lots of really sizzling sessions. And there's a list by the desk of which sessions you're in if you've forgotten. Please do feel free to tweet. There's a tweet wall out in this next room here. So that's the hashtag. So feel free to do so mindfully throughout the sessions if you wish, or in between sessions. We've got a prize draw. Now, what we need for that is for you to give in your cards at the desk where you first signed in, and then we're going to do the draw later on. We've got some wonderful prizes, so please do take part and see if you're lucky. And we're going to be doing the awards later on, and I wanted to just mention those that it's really, I know it's at the end of the day, but you're very welcome to stay for that in the reception. It's really important, I think, to people to, you know, get acknowledged. We do wonderful work, and it's nice to actually have people come along and celebrate that. So we're hoping that a lot of you will be able to come along for that at the end of the day. So, VUCA, yes. I mean, it's a term coined by the US military, as many of you will know, and it's sort of now being bandied around as shorthand for it's crazy out there. And I sometimes was reflecting that maybe it's not that crazy, maybe I'm imagining it. And when I was younger, we thought it was crazy and all the rest of it. But as I say, this last week, you know, we've really, really had that up front in our minds. So I'm really looking forward to you know, particularly Hetty's session, which is going to happen in a minute. Now, I first heard Hetty speak, God knows how many years ago, probably 5, 7, I dread to think. She was speaking on, I think it was Darkness and Light, something like that, at an AC event. And I just thought, I want to be like Hetty when I grow up. She had this gravitas and just so much knowledge and really held the room. So I'm really excited that we've managed to, this busy woman, get her to come along and speak for us today. So she's done so much stuff, really. I mean, highlights being she's had a stellar career in the media. She's a psychologist, you know, all sorts of the arts. She's very hot on women's leadership. She supports people all over the world around women's leadership. Very holistic in her approach, drawing on lots of different things. She was very involved, founding member, I believe, of Be the Change, the social change organisation. So lots to draw on, and that's it. You've got more to read about her in the bio, but I don't want to take away from your time, Hetty, and I'm so looking forward to hearing your wonderful keynote. So over to Hetty. Big round of applause for Hetty.